This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says American forces have struck another weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard and affiliated groups. Austin released a statement calling the move a precision self-defense strike carried out in response to a series of attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. He also said the U.S. is fully prepared to take further measures to protect U.S. personnel and facilities while urging against further escalation. U.S. military officials say Iranian-backed forces have targeted U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria at least 41 times in less than a month. Most of these attacks were disrupted by the military or failed to reach their targets, causing no casualties or damage to infrastructure. The attacks have injured 46 U.S. military personnel, while with injuries ranging from traumatic brain injuries to shrapnel or perforated eardrums. A new poll finds Americans divided on the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
A survey asked U.S. respondents about Israel's counterattack to the Hamas assault on October 7th. 38% say it's been appropriate, 18% say it has not gone far enough, while 40% say Israel has gone too far. That's according to a poll conducted in early November by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. More Americans, 44%, now describe Israel as an ally that shares U.S. interests and values compared to 32% in August. Only about 36% say it is very or extremely important to provide aid to Israel's military. I'm Jennifer King.
Gaza's Interior Ministry says at least 19 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a house near a hospital in North Gaza's Jabalia refugee camp on Wednesday. The attack would be the third on Gaza's largest refugee camp in a week, if confirmed. This is VOA News. Israeli airstrikes devastated parts of Jabalia on October 31st and November 1st, flattening multi-story dwellings in a densely populated area of Hamas-ruled Gaza's urban heartland. Palestinian authorities said at least 195 civilians were killed. Israel says its attacks on Jabalia last week killed two Hamas commanders and a number of militants while targeting operational tunnels dug beneath civilian districts. Palestinians are forbidden to work, drive, or walk on the main street of the Arab town of Harara in the West Bank. Israeli forces have shut down the entire central area of town. Jan Boschat has the story.
Hawara has been a focus of violence in the West Bank. The town is cut off by the main road that crosses the West Bank from north to south, linking important cities like Ramallah and Nablus. It is also surrounded by many Jewish settlements. Before the war between Israel and Hamas broke out, confrontations between settlers and Palestinians were common here, with deaths on both sides. Yambwe Shah, VOA News, Hawara, West Bank.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump held a rally Wednesday night in Miami, Florida. The rally coincided with a third debate among five of Trump's rivals for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. The rally was also an opportunity to showcase Trump's support among Latino voters in the Miami suburb of Hialeah, a community with a strong Cuban-American population.
Crooked Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats are turning the United States into communist Cuba. And you know, because we have a lot of great Cubans here. We have some great Cubans here. And nobody ever did more for Americans who love Cuba than a gentleman named Donald J. Trump when he was president.
Trump's event was intended to upstage the other candidates, a practice he has pursued now through three GOP debates. He has cited his commanding lead in the polls for skipping the stage, but has also drawn attention to himself with distinctive simultaneous events. The Hollywood actor strike is over. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaralletta reports.
The Actors Union SAG-AFTRA has reached a tentative deal with the major studios to end a strike that's been going on since July 14th. The union declared the strike over as of 12:01 a.m. Pacific on Thursday. Details of the agreement were not given, but will likely be shared in the coming days. Some of the issues include compensation and artificial intelligence. The three-year contract still must be voted on by the union's board and its members. The strike ending means actors can return to production sets, red carpets, and talk shows. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
And I'm Richard Green for VOA News.